We have reports of heavy fighting in Yemen between troops and suspected al-Qaeda gunmen in the south of the country overnight, leaving at least 7 people dead. Joining us live from Sana'a, the BBC's Lina Sinjab. Lina, what is happening today?
Well, there has been some fighting taking place in the south of the country, mainly in the city of Taiz, the second largest city of Yemen, where allegedly armed men had broken in a fight with pro-government forces, where at least 4 people were killed. But also in another city, coastal city in the south, the city of Zanjibar, where the government think it is the hub for al-Qaeda. Of course, as well, a militant group had a fight with some government forces. At least 15 were killed there, and we're not sure exactly on the identity of these militants. The government accused them of al-Qaeda, but we can't separately identify this.
Well, we have some reports, as you say, from the government saying they're with al-Qaeda, and others just saying that they're tribal fighters. But people are saying that they've actually taken over the city of Taiz. From where you are in Sana'a, do you know if that's true?
Well, we can't confirm that. There has been some conflicting reports coming out recently that proved to be wrong later. Taiz is known to be the intellectual hub of Yemen. They're all the middle class educated people of Yemen. So and people are not largely armed in Taiz. So I'm not sure how much these reports are credible about armed militant taking over the city, but we cannot confirm it independently.
We're also getting conflicting reports about the state of President Ali Saleh's health. What are you hearing there?
Well, we know for sure that he's been to Saudi Arabia for an operation because of second degrees burns in his chest and head and face and shrapnel below the heart. But we've also heard some reports that the burns he has, it's almost over 40% of his body, and he has many other issues with his neck and face. Although the government says that he has recovered and he did the operation well, but it looks like he needs some good time to recover from the attack.
And the United States is calling for an immediate transfer of power. Other international diplomats are calling for the same thing as well. And the opposition says they would support a transfer of power to the vice president. What are you hearing there live in Sana'a, Lina Sinjab, in terms of where the power will eventually end up?
Well, the vice president is already an acting president now. He's already in charge at the moment because by constitution, when the president is out, he assumes power. And there has been a Gulf countries initiative that aimed at putting an end to the political crisis in Yemen that has been suspended because President Saleh refused to sign. But many here say that it might be resumed, and there are constant efforts by Gulf countries, by Saudi Arabia, and with a blessing from the United States and many other European countries to go ahead with this initiative. We hear reports that some of the opposition members are now in the Gulf trying to meet with the Gulf moderators to see if they will find a solution. And the sense here that people want to go to a political solution, but that will keep President Ali Abdullah Saleh out.
That's Lina Sinjab with our partner, the BBC, a correspondent there in Yemen, speaking to us live from Sana'a, where we have reports of renewed violence overnight. Thank you so much, Lina.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.